You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. The Dreamcast Hour.
And we are live again. I need to get on my notes because I didn't have them up. Oh dear, this is bad timing. Why have I got so many pages? So here we go. Today on the Dreamcast Hour, we'll be taking a look at winter levels in Sega games, because I'm a sellout and I'm not actually going to talk about the Dreamcast. As since this is a Winterfest special, we should probably talk about something winter related, or we could talk about something Halloween related, but then again, you wouldn't probably like me much for that. So just chill back, ignore the puns, and enjoy the ride. So, since this was meant to kick off the show last time, but Radio DJ cut it off, let's boot up the console. I also forgot to mute my mic there because I'm just such a great host. So, timing, shut up, Jay. Thank you. That wasn't the Dreamcast intro if you didn't notice. Yes, perhaps you should, considering you're a Sega fan. Because in fact, that was the Saturn intro. Because this isn't focused on Dreamcast, so we should play something else. I like the sound of that. Why am I rambling? So, who have we got anyway today in the not IRC? It's a Discord server. We have Darkseeds, SPK, Twinny, II, Rick, I can't remember who I've repeated, Eggy. We have Visored, we have II, and, providing no one else talks, I'm not going to list the whole show list this time, because that would sit here forever, considering it is Winterfest and many people love to talk in the Discord during this time, but I'm actually going to kick this off with a song. Here is Frozen Factory Zone 1 from Sonic Lost World. So here you go. We'll be right back. And we are back. As I mentioned before, that was Frozen Factory Zone 1. Unlike all the other tracks in Frozen Factory, it doesn't actually have a name. I don't know why that was. Was there really a purpose to not give that one a name, but give the rest one? Who knows? Or perhaps we will know. Someone might answer it for us. But I figured, since it's the first console out of the ones I'm going to be talking about, we should probably start with some Mega Drive Winter Stages, and not Genesis. You pronounce it wrong. So, as always, we have to talk about the one obligatory stage that you have to mention, and it's Ice Cap from Sonic 3. If you ever heard a conversation about any of the classic games, this is the stage you've heard of. So, Ice Cap is... Now I'm going to have to count on stream. It's the fifth zone in Sonic 3, I believe. But, crank up the volume. No. The fifth stage in Sonic 3, I believe, and it's iconic for its music, which... is apparently derived from Hard Times. And no, I'm not going to play the Blast Processors remix of it, because you've probably heard enough of it. So, we've also got to talk about... Oh no, mind blank. Let's read Discord. I'm not going to crank up the volume, and Aya's daughter has just fallen asleep. Feels bad, man. Did my boring talk beds put her to sleep? Because in that case, I feel bad. There really isn't too much to say about Ice Cap, because if you've heard one person talk about it, you've pretty much heard everything that Ice Cap has to offer. But we've also got to talk about the legendary Sonic 3D Blast. Now, I've made it no secret, I love this game soundtrack to bits. Probably my favourite Sonic soundtrack after Sonic Rush, or at least the Mega Drive version. The Saturn version, as you can hear in the background, is pretty good, not as good. But I still prefer Mega Drive, even though the majority of people still prefer Saturn. I sing my love for the Mega Drive version as much as I can. But the Mega Drive stage that we will be talking about from Sonic 3D Blast is Diamond Dust Zone. And Diamond Dust is also one of those stages which you hear an abundance of. You either hear Diamond Dust or you hear Ice Cap every year on repeat. It's like the Christmas songs that you always hear for the past 40 years, except the Sega versions. Which is why we're gonna have to shake it up a little bit, of course. But Diamond Dust, it seems to be like one of the longest stages, although perhaps that's just because I was getting bored of Sonic 3D Blast at that point. Who knows? Yes, Aya's poor girl is asleep, but I feel bad now. No. This music is great, but I shouldn't comment on the talkbed music, because that would be bad. But then again, so is the show. Wow, we're making good comparisons here. And that's already reached the end of the Mega Drive section, apparently, but... I'm actually going to start with a giveaway, so get ready, you guys, and brush up on your hashtag SegaEducation. So, would you like the opportunity to win some of the games that we have been talking about, or will be, as well as some other Sega goodies? Well, you see, now I have to get out my other document. Where is it? I got to scroll through a bunch of games here, sorry. So, it's time for a riddle. This riddle really isn't that cryptic at all. It's a bit more teasing, but we'll explain the rules after, but here's the riddle. I am a Dreamcast game. I'm an on-rail shooter. I was first released as a Dreamcast game, but only in PAL and NTSC-J territories. I featured a rather odd accessory, a vibration device that matched the beat of the in-game music, but only on the PlayStation 2 version. To be in with the chance of winning Sonic 3, all you have to do is send me a DM through Discord. My Discord name is GreenVaporate. If you enter the correct answer, your name will be put through to a list, and your name will be randomly selected at the end of the show. Please enter the name of the item you are competing for before your answer. Good luck, everyone. So, the best game ever. Yes, clearly. So, in that time, I actually think I might play a track. Now I need to get up my notes, please. Thank you. Since we've already talked about Ice Cap, we're going to have to play a remix, because it wouldn't be a winter show without at least one instance of Ice Cap. So let's listen to Icebreaker by Juby and Halsey. If I can find Radio DJ, of course.
down. Yo, got good coolers, droopy and healthy, gonna take you on a snowboard tour. We're packing stacks of rings, and the ladies at the bar want that bling bling. Hey, girl, did it hurt that ass when you fell from hilltop and landed on my lap? Invite the ladies at the bar to come with us if you wanna get high. That sack and a flame shield I can use to light this love pack. If we can get whacked and ride these ice caps until the ass crack of dawn when this track stops. Wanna do it again? Act two, let's take it to the top, my friend. Pass them up, smash the haters. Don't give a fuck, cause I'm a nice breaker. Breaker, breaker. I'm a nice breaker. I did a spin dash and smashed that thing up. Oh, what's that smell in the air? It's the scent of 50 rings and I'm the repairman. Back to tomorrow for more fun. Let's show these ladies how fast we can run. Like all these numbers in my phone, there won't be any left for Sonic. Yeah, we'll break the ice. Hell, I can run so fast this shit will just melt. Let you be, drop a quick fire groove and feast your eyes on how fast it can move. And so did you. Nah, I'm playing, you'll never catch up with us, I'm just saying. We'll let you freeze and take your crown, cause we were ice breakers, breakers, breakers. We're the icebreakers, breakers, breakers. We're the icebreakers, breakers, breakers. We're the icebreakers, breakers, breakers.
Ice, ice,
icebreakers, breakers, breakers. We're the icebreakers, breakers, breakers. We're the icebreakers, breakers, breakers. We're the icebreakers, breakers, breakers.
Ice, ice, ice.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it.
And we are back, and we now have different background music, because we got a bit of Nights into Dreams up in here, because we're now talking about some Sega Saturn games. And really, I've made it no secret that I love the Sega Saturn, despite being a traitor to the Dreamcast. But we all know it's the Dreamcast hour, and you want me to hate the Saturn, I get it. But no, any day, I still love my Saturn. It has a weak PAL library, but the imports really make up for all the issues of the console. And of course, it is impossible to talk about the Saturn without speaking about the game that everyone knows, and the flagship game, Nights into Dreams. There may be a bit of personal bias here, because Nights is my favourite game tied with Sonic Adventure. So, there was one winter-related level in Nights into Dreams, and no, I'm not going to talk about the level that you're thinking of. I'm going to talk about the unfortunately named Frozen Bell. I wrote that in for some reason, but you couldn't have picked a better name if you tried, really, could you? You forgot the riddle. Oh dear, PT. Okay, the riddle is, now I have to get out for my other thing. I'm a Dreamcast game. I'm an on-rail shooter. I was first released as a Dreamcast game, but only in PAL and NTSC-J territories. I featured a rather odd accessory, a vibration device that matched the beat of the in-game music, but only for the PS2 version. Which game am I? So just send me your answer. But now I have to talk about Frozen Bell. I'm going to be honest, this is my favourite stage in Nights. I love the music, I love the level design. The level design was so good it will be reused in a later Nights into Dreams demo, which I will be talking about soon. Ooh, and we've already gotten an answer. Yes, so I will put your name down. There we go. So the level design is probably my favourite, and we've got two answers now. Stop cutting me off, guys. Three answers. Okay, right, so apparently no one wanted it earlier, but now you're all going for it. So, there we go. Right, you're all down. Some of the best level design in the game, probably, and that loop without me realising. It's also got best music, I've mentioned that. I'm trying to think of other things to say, so I need to drag this out. I need to get that revenue, so I need to drag this out quickly. But people seem to make it their least favourite level because there is the bobsled, or bobsledge, I should... Not even bobsledge. I don't know what we call them here. I completely forgot. So, stop, stop interrupting me, Discord guys, please. Thank you. Joking. Love you all, really. So So there's a bobsled section right at the end, which people seem to hate, and that's also become a running joke pretty much in the Knights community from what I can see, because Knights can transform into anything, so why would you not want Knights to transform into a bobsled? I can't see any other reason. Also, I just want to mention this fun fact, because I just remembered it, and by that I mean I watched DigiValentine's playthrough. The B rank in Knights into Dreams HD, so when you score a rank B after finishing a mare, rank B is upside down. Yeah, they didn't have time to fix that, apparently. I don't know why. World of Warcraft. Oh, yeah, you got it right, Rexy. Well done. Well, I can't believe only one person got it right. Yes, you got it wrong. It was secretly Warcraft. So we're going to have to read through the Discord for a bit. Welcome back. Oh. I've got a lot to read through here. The contest has happened, Aquadan. The Sega Saturn was the best console, or it's like picking the favourite child. Like, do you love, which child do you love more? I love both, but the Dreamcast wins it out just due to personal bias, I guess. Because I mean, every parent has their bias, let's be honest. you don't need a gaming PC to run Sonic 3 though. Any PC can run that. Like, my toaster could probably run it as well. Cut me off more. Please just stop me from talking. Good idea, 20. You never had a Dreamcast or a Saturn. Ugh. Now's the good time to get into it. Second coming of Christ. Yes, it was true. Yes, it was. But all great consoles die soon, just like the Dreamcast, just like the Saturn. None of them can live. And is that a religious statement on my show? Bad? No. Since we talked about Knights, here comes obligatory Christmas game, Christmas Knights into Dreams. Now, you knew I was going to talk about this, because I've mentioned, once again, tired favourite first game. Love it, I've already beaten it like 10 times in the past 2 months. Yes, that's quite a lot. I know, trust me. So, as I said, all my Twitter followers know I just completely spam this game on my Twitter feed. I love Christmas Knights so much. In fact, it was the reason I bought a Saturn originally, and then it was the reason that I got a Japanese Saturn, just to play it in the actual Japanese mode, because running Japanese games on a European console has weird side effects sometimes. As the name would imply, this game is based around Halloween. No, it is based around Christmas, of course. Down to the stage aesthetics, the music, and even the present screen, the Christmas spirit is just there. So, there was also different time modes depending on the Saturn's internal clock, or for all of you who haven't played the Saturn version, the PS2, the PS3, the Xbox 360, and the PC's internal clock. Different events would be unlocked, such as New Year's Nights on the 1st, Winter Nights on... I can't remember the dates for Winter Nights, it's from like October something to November 25th. Then you've also got Knights into Dreams Demo Edition, which plays in the months outside winter. And if you play it on April 1st, you can also play as Riala. Yeah, pretty cool Easter egg. There are a lot more in the HD and PS2 versions, but that's all I can remember from the original Saturn version, I could be wrong. So, also unique to this specific version of the game is the presents and unlockable screen. All that was, you can hear the music from the presents screen in the background. Basically, the present screen was, you would have a tile matching minigame at the end of every stage. After you beat the stage, you would have about 3 or so goes to match all the tiles on screen. Once you matched 2 tiles correctly, you would unlock some bonus mode. Most of them were like art collections, but there were some pretty cool ones. For example, karaoke. No, you're not going to hear me sing Dream Dreams, because good luck with that one. You could also have a link attack and a time attack, 2 modes which I spent way too much of my time on when I was playing that game the other day. You also got the one which everybody has to talk about, because it's the one reason people buy the Saturn version, Sonic into Dreams. Sonic's first appearance in a 3D environment, I guess. Also had a unique boss, which was a skin edit of Puffy, which was Dr. Eggman, and a remix of Final Fever? Plays in the background, yeah, Final Fever. It was overall pretty good. That's all I have to say. But One level was just completely decked out for Christmas, and we all know what that is because we've heard Dream Bells a million times at this time of year, because it is Spring Valley in Christmas. Everything in this stage has been completely edited and turned into Christmas fuel. If you've ever played this version of the game, you know what I mean. It's just completely overrun with the festive spirit. Every single thing has to be edited. The Steam version did not have presents, no. From the PS2 version onwards, all the presents were cut true. Yeah, okay, fine, I'll sing it. No, I'm not singing it, I'm ill. I don't think I've got Sonic 3 for Steam. Okay, going to PC to try and set up Steam on PC to see what games I can play. Good idea, Rii. Yeah, I was pretty annoyed when it didn't have a present system because I really wanted to play Link Attack. Okay, let's read through this Discord chat. Lack of sleep is hitting you. Well, I have to say, I'm glad I slept last night because I was originally planning on not sleeping, but being ill and not sleeping is not a good idea. And I went out cold while I was listening to Shadow Remix, I'm sorry. I apologise to you. No, maybe in the New Year's show, who knows. So what else do we have to talk about? I do not have anything else to talk about, but you know what I do have to talk about? Another giveaway. Yep, yeah, I'm doing another one because I'm absolutely insane. So, let me just get this up. To be in a chance of winning Nights into Dreams on Steam, guess correctly the Sega Dreamcast game. I'm a Dreamcast game. I'm a modification of a game from a famous Sega franchise. I use a special accessory which is used to output letters onto the screen. I was originally a Naomi game, but was later ported to the Dreamcast. Which Dreamcast game am I? To be in a chance of winning Nights into Dreams on Steam, all you have to do is send me a DM through Discord. My Discord account is GreenViper8. If you enter the correct answer, you'll be put into a list and your name will be randomly selected at the end of the show. Enter the name of the item you're guessing for before you answer. Good luck. Although no one did that, but whatever. I'm gonna fall asleep on air. Oh no. Yes, Rexy, I will fall asleep on air. That will make for some pretty entertaining airwaves. It's like those Twitch raids when people fall asleep on stream and then like 6,000 people come. Do you imagine that would happen? So whoever gets the most correct answers from this, Twinny. No, basically there's like 5 different giveaways because I'm a sellout and I have a lot of codes. There was a question already. I've been doing a lot of, I've already done a question, I've done another one, and that's how it'll work, and then I'll draw 3 of them in a minute, and then, okay, sorry, I'm not answering this very well. I draw 3 of them at once, and then there are 2 grand prizes which I draw at the end of the show. These are like 3 smaller prizes, so just DM me your answers. And what have we got up next? So, you'd expect me to play Dream Bells considering I've been talking about Christmas lights non-stop, but no, I'm actually going to be playing the Polar Express, a remix by DCT from Nights into Dreams, so enjoy. I was not expecting the music to come back on that quickly. I was sort of caught off guard. So I got a very good PM from True saying Res is the best game ever made, and finally someone who connects with me. Good show to put your tree up to, yeah, because it puts you to sleep, let's be honest here. For some reason the music didn't get quieter on my end, don't know why. It's strange. But, okay, now I have to actually stop stalling for time and get on with this. So, okay, fine, welcome back to the Dreamcast Hour. Now it's the time you've all been waiting for. It's time for some Dreamcast games. Yeah. First up, we have another Christmas-related game, or rather demo, just like the last one we mentioned. I'm getting thrown off by Discord. And I'm also gonna have to... Sorry, I'm really having to mess about my settings now. Oh, I know what I've done, I'm being stupid. That's better. I turned down the wrong one. Wow, Viper. You should learn to do this stuff off the airwaves. Okay, have another Dreamcast related demo, just like the last game we mentioned. This is the Christmas demo of Toy Soldier. Probably one of the Dreamcast's most iconic games, and, well, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't really like this demo. I, like, spent ages trying to burn a copy. Who said that? Because you have to buy a demo disc just to get it. Like, and a demo disc that isn't even that common to get it. And I found it really boring, I'm gonna be honest. It's one level. There's not even any music in the game. I mean, considering it's on a Sega console, you think Sega would have given, like, rights to use Dream Bells or maybe even another Christmas Nights track, but no, we got just silence instead and the noise of jet engines constantly going. And there just really wasn't that much to do, in my opinion. It felt very sort of empty, and I get it, it's a demo, but you sort of want to show off your best work for a demo. No, oh god, Viper, what are you doing? No. Viper, no. Okay, so we now got silence. That's nice. I like this. I forgot to press repeat. This is going well. Gotta keep the background music going while I think of the show. Not the show, oh god, no. While I think of the name of the song. Viper, why are you being stupid today? Okay, got one more thing to put back in. Rushing. So, we've also got another. That's not even a word. Oh, fixed it, thank God. Oh, Twinny heard me. Yeah, it wouldn't be a Viper show if something didn't go wrong at all. And I couldn't read the Discord to say relax because I can't read the Discord because I have my notes and Radio DJ up at the same time. There we go, so we now have another, not Christmas related, but another winter stage to talk about from the Dreamcast. And what is that stage? Well, that's none other than Sonic Adventures Ice Cap. Yes, Ice Cap. Why? Why would you name it the exact same name as another stage from your series? It's called Ice Cap, but it's actually quite different to the last stage. For one, the music isn't like pumping like the other Ice Cap. The music's fairly down to earth and very sort of mellow and all that sort of stuff. I can't think of the words. That's sweet. Yeah, but we've also got, as soon as you get to the end of the section, or rather you break down a bridge, and what's waiting for you is a snowboard. And what does that snowboard do? Well, that's a good question, because that snowboard obviously sends you down the half pipe. It's not half pipe? It obviously sends you down the mountain. And the mountain plays an amazing song called Be Cool, Be Wild and Be Groovy. And that would have been an excellent intro into the next song, except that isn't the next song. Because I played it last week, so I can't play it again, so... But that is probably my favourite section of the stage. Also, fun fact, you can play that section of the stage as Tails, the snowboarding section through the trial menu. And you can also play Tails' oh god, I can't remember the name of it now. Sand something, Sand Hill, Sand Mountain, through the trial menu in Sonic's story. So you go to trial, then you go to Sonic, and then you can pick Tails' Sand Hill minigame. Sonic Adventure is my favourite game, I should know this, but I don't. Because I'm never well prepared. That makes a nice change, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Okay, so you may have heard a little snippet of it earlier, but next up is my... No, it's not. Next up is my giveaway again, because I'm driving myself absolutely insane on these giveaways. So, this giveaway is... Can I find it? No, I can't. This is Sonic Adventure. And let's see how you do on this riddle. A Sonic Adventure for PSN, I should say. I am a Dreamcast game. I was never released. I was cancelled due to a terrorism attack in mid to late 2001. I featured a punk rock soundtrack. Which game am I? I'm sorry for the what some might consider sensitive stuff in there, but that's like the key information there. I really can't work my way around that. Be cool, be wild, and be groovy. Yes. I really can't work my way around that one, so sorry. So, being a chance of winning a copy of Sonic Adventure on PSN, all you have to do is send me a DM through Discord. My Discord is Green548. If you've entered the guest correctly, your name will be put through to a list and will be selected randomly at the end of the show. However, please note, you will need to create a European PSN account to redeem the code. However, once the game has been downloaded, it can be played on account of any region. Please send me the name of the competition you are entering before your answer. Good luck. And up next is, now I can finally talk about what I was going to talk about. You may have heard it earlier. Now it's time for my Sega Track of the Week. And I got no fancy jingles, just let's get into it. Here's Showtime from Sega Hard Girls, because it sounds slightly wintry in my opinion, and I've had it on repeat non-stop all week. So, oh no, I can't find Radio DJ, there it is. Don't panic.
Oh,
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. For our full programming schedule, check out radiosega.net.
It appears that I'm stealing other show hosts' talk bed music, except I'm not, because I planned this before I even knew that Rexy was planning to use it. But now I feel incredibly bad, but I also have to write down someone's name on the list. Sorry for silence, I have to concentrate while I'm typing. There we go. So, that was Showtime from Sega Hard Girls by Mega Drive and... No, not Mega Drive, sorry. Master System and Game Gear, I think, followed up by Kubirinth from Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympic Games DS. Probably still my favourite DS game. The story mode in that game was godlike, so addicting. Sat there for hours as a kid playing that on my DS. Just loved it. Why did I actually sell it? That looks like a dank dinner, Rexy, gotta say. But up next, we actually... What do I have to do? I need to get on my script. That would be a good idea. Yes, it would. So, it's time to finish the giveaway spree. Those of you who missed it, here are the clues for the last three prizes. Despite the fact I've mentioned them multiple times now through Discord, but I'll repeat them. Here's Sonic 3's clue, a chance to win Sonic 3 for Steam. I'm a Dreamcast game. I am an on-rail shooter. I was first released as a Dreamcast game, but only in PAL and NTSC-J territories. I featured a rather odd accessory. A vibration device that matched the beat of the in-game music, but only on the PS2 version. If you want to be in with the chance of winning Nights into Dreams on Steam, all you have to do is answer me this question. I'm a Dreamcast game. I'm a modification of a game from a famous Sega franchise. I use a special accessory which is used to output letters onto the screen. I was originally a Naomi game, but I was later ported to the Dreamcast. Which Dreamcast game am I? Send me a DM on Discord once you get the game, and for a chance to win Sonic Adventure on PSN, quick note, you will need to create a European PSN to redeem this, but the game can be played on any region PSN account. Let's see how you do in this riddle. I'm a Dreamcast game. I was never released. I was cancelled due to terrorism attacks in mid to late 2001. I featured a punk rock soundtrack. Which game am I? So, you got another chance of winning. No, now I can't speak. Screw you, Cold. You've got another chance of winning now. You've got to put your pizza in the oven, PT. That is fine. You've now got to repeat. So, second. But, do I ask the questions now while PT is gone? That's the question. Do I be super mean? Okay, right, fine. I'll do it and then I'll just repost them in the Discord chat. Now, you got a chance to win two grand prizes. So, all you need to do is answer these slightly more tricky questions and you can nab yourself a chance at winning one of these codes. For the chance to win Outrun Climax, yes, that is a joke. For the chance to win Afterburner Climax, the game that was delisted from Xbox Live and PSN about 2 years ago now, all you have to do is answer me a Sega-related riddle. I am a Dreamcast game. I am a puzzle game. I was originally made for PC, but was later ported to the Dreamcast. I could not be bought in stores. Which Dreamcast game am I? So, to be in with a chance of winning Afterburner Climax on PSN, all you have to do is send me a DM through Discord. My Discord account is Green Vaporate. If you've entered the correct answer, your name will be put into a list and your name will be randomly selected at the end of the show. Just a quick note, you will need a UK PSN account to redeem the code if you're outside the UK. However, the game can be played on a PSN account of any region once you've downloaded it. Please enter the name of the item you're competing for before you answer. Good luck. And do we reveal the grand prize now? Yes, we do, because I got 10 minutes. Okay, Outrun Climax. Climax lost hat. XD funny joke. Oh dear, dying on the microphone. So, for the grand prize, the one that I'm supposed to talk about now. Do you want a chance to win a Blue Swirl Dreamcast bag courtesy of Insert Coin Clothing? I originally had a joke here about being jealous, except I accidentally won one of these by complete accident, so I can no longer be jealous. All you have to do is answer me this slightly more tricky riddle. I am a Dreamcast game. I am a puzzle exploration hybrid game. I was not officially released by Sega, but I was also released through Steam. Which Dreamcast game am I? So to be in with a chance of winning the Blue Swirl Dreamcast bag, all you have to do is send me a DM through Discord. My Discord is Green Vaporate. If you've entered the correct answer, your name will be put into a list and will be randomly selected at the end of the show. Good luck. So, okay. So, if you want a chance to win either of those prizes, you will have to send me a Discord message incredibly quickly because we now have 10 minutes to go. Which one? But I will post it in the Discord chat anyway. So, we are going to a break. I need to be incredibly quick now. How long have I got? Okay, I can do this. So, to be in a chance of winning, just need to answer me those questions. I will repeat them in a second. just a quick note at the moment, people aren't really getting these, so if no one gets them, I will just do a random draw, because I want one of you guys to win this, because you guys are worth it. But anyway, back to your regularly scheduled programming. Whoop.
To this show again. Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher.
Right, okay, sorry, I'm gonna have to be super quick here because we are running out of time. So, we are gonna reveal the winners of the first three entries, which were Sonic 3, Nights into Dreams, and a Sonic Adventure. So, random. I should have looked this up earlier. Oh no, we're running out of time. Oh no. Okay, random list generator. Here we go. So, for Sonic 3, 20 was the winner. not picking the bag ones yet. I'm being stupid. Sorry, I'm not picking the bag yet, PT. Oh, this is what rushing does to me. Sorry, Mikhail, I had to get your answer. I'm just rushing incredibly quickly to get to the end of this show before the end, because I can't overrun today. And the winner of Nights into Dreams is someone who I already know has the game. True One Nights. Oh dear. So, we're also gonna have to do Sonic Adventure now. So, oh, some of these, I'm so sorry, they're not correct, but they're really good answers. So only two people got the Sonic Adventure one. Oh. And the winner of Sonic Adventure is, if I could actually get onto the right server. Oh, I need to type quicker, yes. Okay, I won Sonic Adventure. We gotta move along. Only one person managed to get Afterburner Climax, and the winner of Afterburner Climax is Rick. And I should probably mention these answers. Sonic 3, the answer was Rez. Nights into Dreams, the answer was Typing of the Dead 2. Sonic Adventure, the answer was Propeller Arena. Afterburner Climax, the answer was Sega Swirl. And nobody managed to get my last riddle. I'm really mean for that one. What you're going to have to do is, to be in a chance of winning the bag, send me a DM. The first person to say in their DM, I got to think of a phrase now, it's thinking, will win the Dreamcast bag. So get right on that. I'm waiting for these DMs now. The answer to which one? Sorry, I rushed through them quite quickly. And 20 is the winner. Well done, 20. Two prizes tonight. You knew it was Sega Swirl. Why didn't you mention it then? Complete cleanup. So many people rushing in. Oh no, PT, too late. PT got the right answer. Leona's Tricky Adventures was the correct answer, but mentioned it too late. Wait a minute, okay, I'm gonna have to look here. 56, what was PT's answer? 57, oh, PT, I'm sorry. You meant just slightly too late. I'm rushing through because I got to get to the end of the show. So, congratulations to every single person who won. You will be receiving your prizes shortly. I know, I'm so sorry. Ugh, I'm hyperactive now. You'll be receiving your prizes shortly, but for now, here is Dream Dreams a cappella remix, because this appeared in Sonic Adventure as a piece of Christmas DLC, as well as appearing in Christmas Nights into Dreams. Have a Merry Christmas. I will see you see you on New Year's Day for Sonic. I can't speak now. For a special on a certain Sega franchise related to grinding and skating. I will see you then, but for now, enjoy Cyber Racer Kart and enjoy Dream Dreams a cappella remix.
Can see your face. You're that special one that I've been waiting for. And I hope you're looking for someone like me.
In my dreams,
I can hear you calling me in the night. So sweet in your eyes, I feel there's so much inside. Oh yeah,
in the night, dream delight. I want to see you standing there.
Found someone who really cares.
Bum, 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 bum.
In a dream we can do everything we want to. There's nowhere I'd rather be but here with you. The stars above light the way only for you and I. I'm so glad I found the one I've been looking for.
Keep the dream
strong, and you're sure to find the word.
Find the word
in the night, gentle light. I want to see you standing there in the night. I found someone who really cares.
Live shows and community concerts all weekend long. You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016.